insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I would like to welcome you to another of our programs in which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to understand a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً قالوا أتتخذنا هزوا قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا فارغ ولا بك عوان بين ذلك فافعلوا ما تؤمرون قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما لونها قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة صفراء فاقع لونها تسر الناظرين قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي إن البقرة تشابه علينا وإنا إن شاء الله لمهتدون قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا ذلول تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث مسلمة لا شية فيها قالوا الآن جئت بالحق فذبحوها وما كادوا يفعلون.
We had arrived at verse 69, which is part of a series of verses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to explain yet another of these special blessings that he is trying to, in the larger series of verses, explain to Bani Israel, addressing Bani Israel to remind them of these blessings and their reactions, so they would actually begin to realize that this message is another blessing. The Holy Quran, the teachings of the Holy Prophet, is yet another blessing that they need to react in the right way, otherwise they're going to be faced with similar punishments that they were faced in their past and in their history. We explained that from verse 67 up to verse 72, in other words, 67, 8, 9, 70, and 71, Allah mentions part of a story that He wants to more explicitly mention the story in verse 72 and 73, that in this story, this beginning piece, verse 67 to 71, is mentioned as a pretext. Because as we said, these verses that we started from verse 47, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing Bani Israel and telling them of special blessing that He has given them. From verse 67, the language changes a bit because this is mentioned as a pretext. The pretext of the story is talking about the command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Bani Israel to slaughter a cow. Now, this is part of a story where Bani Israel, one of them had killed another, and the one that was murdered was a pious person. There was chaos in trying to figure out who the murderer is. People were framed, pious people were framed. They went to the Prophet to try to resolve the issue. The Prophet gave them this command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kill a cow. This command was a test. The reaction of the people is being tested. Are they going to be obedient to the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Kill a cow. If you want to find out who has killed the murdered pious person, kill a cow. So at first we see that Bani Israel, disrespectfully speaking to the Prophet, says, is this a joke? Are you serious? Then when they want to actually take it serious, again they disrespectfully say, it seems like, you know, as we will see in these verses, and also the one that we're supposed to get to today, that they are speaking in a language of disbelief. They don't believe that this is going to work. Like, okay, if a cow is going to do this, then which cow? The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was general. It didn't say which cow. Just said a cow, any cow. Just walk to the neighbor that has a cow, buy one from him, the cheapest one you can find, slaughter him, and that's all you need to do to get to your answer, and that is who has murdered this individual. But out of disbelief, they're saying, okay, who is this cow? Which cow? Okay. They're not believing that any old cow is going to be having this effect. They're thinking that, no, there's a special cow, there's something in it. No, this command is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The effect of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not from the cow itself. No cow has this effect that if you kill it and take its tail and touch a dead body with that tail, that the dead body is going to come back to life. That's not going to happen. The effect is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wanted to test the people in order to give them the answer they're looking for. They got to be tested in this way. Kill a cow. So out of disbelief, this is the language that they're speaking of. In verse 69, following up their disbelief, you know, in the previous verse they asked, okay, which cow is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala limited the range of cows they could get for this purpose. And that was, it shouldn't be too old or too young, middle-aged. Okay. Now, if out of the middle-aged cows, they would have picked any old cow, it would have had the effect. But still, the disbelief continues. In verse 69, they go on, قَالُوا دَعُوا لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا لَوْنُهَا. Okay, this special cow, again, I have to mention this because they're thinking that, oh, the cow has got this special effect that is going to do this. So what's the color of this cow that we're supposed to kill? Well, as you can see, it's a very sarcastic language. And again, in this verse too, they say, invoke your Lord for us. Okay, not our Lord. Invoke your Lord for us, that he may clarify for us what her color may be. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they're asking for trouble, limits the range of cows that they could choose from. He said, قَالَ, the Prophet, إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ, he says, referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَاءُ فَاقِعٌ لَوْنُهَا تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ. He says, she is a cow that is yellow, of a bright hue, pleasing to the onlookers. It's a nice yellow color that is bright, that when people see it, they like that color. At this point, instead of acting according to this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again out of disbelief, they're like, wait a second, we still can't figure out who is this cow, which cow is it that's going to have this effect. So they go back and say, قَالُوا دُعُوا لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّن لَنَا مَا هِي إِنَّ الْبَقَرَ تَشَابَهَ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنَّا إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَمُهْتَدُونَ. They say, well, again, invoke your Lord with the same disrespectful and rude language. Ask your Lord to clarify for us what she may be. Again, the pretext of this question is that your command is not clear. As we mentioned, the command was very clear. Any cow, kill a cow, you're going to have this effect. Because as we said, the effect is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they're saying, well, that's not clear. We don't know which one it is, thinking that the effect is from the cow itself. So tell us, which one is this cow? Indeed, all cows are much alike to us. In al-Baqara tashabaha alayna. We don't know which cow it is. Again, please clarify which one in particular is it. Wa inna insha'allahu lamuhtadun. If you clarify which particular one it is, then surely we will be guided. Again, this the last piece of the verse may be considered a type of, you know, humbleness and humility to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that, please guide us. But as I said, if we look at the pretext of the question and the way they're mentioning this, saying that we may be, if God wills, we will be guided, is like you haven't been guided up till now. No, you've been guided. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you exactly what you need to do. And that was pick the cheapest cow you can and kill it. It'll have this effect. You didn't want to listen to that. So at this point, the range of cows to be chosen from becomes even smaller, to the extent that there's only one cow that has this, you know, all the qualifications that have been mentioned in these verses. The qualification, the last criterion that's been mentioned here is this. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to his prophet to give them, relay him this message. He says, God says, she is a cow, لَا ذَلُولٌ تُثِيرُ الْأَرْضِ, not broken to till the earth, وَلَا تَسْقِي الْحَرْثِ, or to water the tillage, مُسَلَّمَةٌ لَا شِيَةَ فِيهَا, sound and without blemish. This is the cow. Middle age, not old, not young. The color is yellow, a bright yellow, and also it has not worked on cultivating the land. Okay. Whether it's by to till the earth or to actually water the earth. And also, there's no blemish in this cow. Now look at the disrespectful language after this limitation that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is actually a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their disrespectful language. Because God could have said, well, I mean any cow. Because they mentioned this disrespectfully, I'm going to get to this, inshallah, probably not in this session, but in the following session. They are being punished by making the command is being more made more difficult for them to act accordingly. So they say, قَالُوا أَلْآنَ جِئْتَ بِالْحَقِّ, now have you come up with the truth. Okay, this is very disrespectful. Telling the Prophet, now you've come up with the truth. Yeah, whatever you've said in the past, the command that was explained from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that wasn't the truth. Now you've come with the truth. You're deciding, these people are deciding what the truth and what guidance is. Very disrespectful. And at the end of this piece, the pretext to the main point that is being mentioned as a blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذَبَحُوهَا وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ, and they slaughtered it, though they were about not to do it, not to slaughter the cow. There's a point in this last piece that unfortunately time has run out. For those who are interested, you can follow it up in the following session, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. La ilaha illa Allahul Malikul Haqqul Mubin. لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين